Tortor.
Hey. How you doing?
I am wonderful.
I'm watching, you know, the hearings in the Senate, the confirmation hearings. What are you
okay.
doing?
I'm doing I'm watching the tiki bar. I
at a tiki bar.
I'm just being honest. I'm not at one. My room looks down onto one. And I happen to know, as you know, Stevie, the tiki bar, Stevie the beach guy, who is the best tiki bar guy around here. And so the music was up so loud, so I sent him a text and said, Stevie, could you turn the music down? I got to do a stereo with Tori. Just before you called, the music dropped down. How's that, Tori? It's like I've got a remote control to the tiki bar, although he won't bring a drink up.
Well, what's the point of knowing the guy with the tiki bar right outside your place without being able to get a drink delivered?
Yeah, and when the guy's name is Stevie the Beach Guy, you know this guy knows his way around a frickin' tiki bar. I'm telling you. I am telling you. So what are you're doing? You did a breakdown. I was listening to Tori Says tonight for a bit, that was interesting that the tree spiking and that the chick was that Manning's. Was that chick related to Manning?
I don't know, man. The lady's name is Tracy Stone Manning. It's like the same names always seem to surface somewhere. But yeah.
Manning and Roger Stone had a child together, and it was named Tracy. It would be Tracy Stone Manning.
Manning's a girl now.
Yeah. They could possibly do it with the latest technology and hormones that Stone's got his hands on.
I don't know if he has something like that, but I'm just saying.
GHB, he may.
But you know
historically. No, I want to make sure I don't get sued by him. There have been numerous reports out that show that he had played around with like GHB, the human growth hormones and shit. So that's public knowledge. To my knowledge, I'll apologize to him if I was wrong, but it's kind of funny.
Listen, what I was watching before we called was a clip of the Democrats saying that they've never seen character assassination so bad. On a person when all she did was type, a letter with a pseudonym signed. So it's not her name, they said.
Not her name.
Mm-hmm. Right? She rented a typewriter. Mm-hmm. Typed that shit out. To warn
those are hard to find these days. Yeah. And if you happen to kick one with your toe, the typewriter will be fine. Your toe will not.
Patrick, they're...
Yes, ma'am.
They're making this terrorist an actual hero.
Oh yeah.
Could you imagine if she was in charge of the trees?
It's silly.
That's
season.
How they're gonna get us locked down.
It's the silly season. It is. Thank God. Did she? Okay. Did she get approved?
I didn't check this afternoon, to be honest with you.
That's small potatoes compared to what's his face out in California getting a seat on the Intel committee.
Is how they're going to.
What's that guy? Money. What's that Democrat congressman? Swalwell. Right. How the hell? Okay. So Swalwell got a seat on the Intel committee. Hell, Matt Gaetz got a seat on the Intel committee. Omar got one. Jesus. I mean, are you freaking kidding me?
A daughter of an Al-Shabaab guy.
Oh, my God.
Under a false name and claiming she was a child when she wasn't.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but don't worry.
Married someone that's her brother on paper.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh,
on paper, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is just crazy-ass shit.
Yeah,
and
while she's married to somebody else.
I don't know. It's just super bizarre, Patrick. It's
yeah,
just so
it's
bad.
Hard to follow. You need a freaking map You need a graph to follow.
It's not hard to follow. You could step back. She hasn't been confirmed. They just had the hearing. That's all it says. But the crazy thing is that they're telling the world how they're going to do it. Because right now, if there's an eco-terrorist that spikes a bunch of trees and sends a letter under the Biden administration, it's going to look like nothing. If they set something on fire or blow up a plant, but it was only property damage and they get caught, they'll be made heroes because they wanted to stop the cow farts, for example.
Yeah, well, I think it's just like sociopaths, right? They have to let people know when they commit their crimes. You know, like, so, wow, why would you think that these people would have any different psychological component to it, right? Oh, these are psychopaths. These are people that have zero. What was he saying about that girl? How she thought that there were just plain too many people and we need to, you know, whack a few or birth control.
The baby is the environmental threat. What the fuck?
Yeah, she wants to turn all of us into Chelsea Mannings. That'll fix it.
Let me tell you something.
fix the population.
That'll totally fix everything. But let me tell you the issue that everyone should have is this is how they're going to lock us down. Like it's written on the wall. There's going to be some eco-terrorism, maybe taking out people that haven't been vaccinated. You know, oh, we know that this is, they all got poisoned because they should die because now you're an eco-threat because you're not vaccinated. You know, this is how it's going to go.
Oh, yeah.
This is how it's going to go. That you're
Tori's got her card.
Yep, I do. I even got a sticker.
Yeah, it's got a sticker and everything.
Yep.
Although I imagine, just hope they don't give you a the test to see if you actually have any of the antibodies.
Well,
in
I'm a different type, so I'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be all right. Just have them take two tests. It's like flipping a coin, apparently, with it, according to Elon Musk. He did four of them. Two came out positive, two came out negative. That is literally a flip of a coin.
Yeah, it is. 50-50.
Yeah, but you're paying, just think, you know, fortunately, we're paying a lot for it. It's just the devastation.
So what do you think about the DOJ now saying that mandating a vaccination that is experimental is legal? I don't see how that's legal. That violates every fucking right ever written about being a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, kind of. Every single one. Every one. But, you know, they've got everybody in their pocket, even Republicans, right?
Yeah,
Republicans aren't working for us. They're all just like it's all just a big op. It really is. And all these people, all these Republicans running around like potato heads, thinking that they're actually, pretending to actually care. They don't care. They're just filling their bank accounts. Using this, knowing that, you know, shit does fall apart. They've got their golden parachute. They'll work a deal, you know. I was joking about Stone earlier, but, that, you know, he was Al Sharpton's campaign manager, right? I mean, he really brought Al Sharpton to the fore. He's why we have Al Sharpton. This doesn't bother Republicans. They're okay with this, right? Although every time I say that, I say, have you guys ever listened to the snake poem by Trump? Because, you know, he wasn't talking about just Democrats. He was talking about bringing them into your home. And these are the snakes that you brought into your home. And, you know, I get it.
He had to
use them to get in, but, you know.
Right. I'm with you, but the Republicans, even the rhinos, were like, dude, like, this is really messed up. Like, we're supporting a terrorist now. like they just realized what a big fuck up it was that they, you know, got together.
Yeah, no.
That's basically
well, they're realizing what a big fuck up it was that they got caught.
Yeah.
Right? Children, when they get caught, their biggest concern isn't, oh my God, I did something wrong. It's, oh my God, I got caught. Shit.
Yeah.
How can I fix that next time? That cookie was so good. We'll do it again. Let's next time try not to get caught. Because getting caught sucks.
We've caught them.
So that's all that was.
Yeah, but right now, like, no one is supporting Trump. They're all fucking trying to convince him that they're going to get in a place where they're going to fix shit. No, I'm telling you, the people running, they don't. You know, they absolutely do not. And the thing is, we can't wait till 2024, which they're trying to convince, because then they think that they can sequester most of the power because, you know, they know better than the other guys that think know better. It's just communism exchanging hands. It's all bullshit.
Tori, do you have a fake belly button?
Oh, yes, I do. And I'll show it to you so then, you know, you can confirm or deny. They know that you don't lie.
We discussed it before that you do have a bunghole.
Oh yeah,
right.
You know what? I wanted to say. Do you remember how excited I was with that bidet?
Yes. Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that I got the same exact one on Amazon?
You sent me a picture.
Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Of the bidet.
I suggested in your thread today that I may hack it.
I haven't come
although,
to anyone.
Yeah, yeah. Although if I did hack it, how could I make it a bad thing?
Yeah,
right? Are you going to put more power in it? Oh my God, that's not a bad thing. You wished it had more power after that initial.
That's what, actually you can because it's got a little remote, so definitely.
Yeah, I got one. Mine's Korean. She speaks to me in Korean. I don't understand hardly a word. But when you press the smiley face, life is just better, isn't it?
What? You know, I remember how excited I was. I was like, oh my God, this thing drives me. I was like so excited. And I couldn't believe that they were such a steal on one of those lightning deals.
Yeah, no. Those things are awesome. I cannot stress it enough. And it's like must-have survival gear we know now because shit goes down. There ain't gonna be any toilet paper. We've already survived one toilet paper outage. I don't think society could handle that again.
And you know what? Tell me about this toilet paper. I mean, I've explained to them that that was a complete psyop. They just picked something and said it's gonna be rare, so everyone ran. That was such a setup. Why would you pay for toilet paper? Like water, I get. You know, water, I get. Canned foods, I get. But fucking toilet paper? Like, are you really thinking about wiping your ass?
I mean, it's
you're
just,
at home. Jump in the fucking shower. But
when shit like that, which is so insanely impossible, happens, I just look at it and go, okay, that's enough. And it's not an act.
That was a test to see if they were. That was a test.
That could
for the rest
be
of the lockdowns. That was. A test.
They don't just. They have to do
the
test.
Yeah, they don't just do it.
Mm-hmm.
We've done tests before. You know how you test run to see your reach, and if it's actually going to catch on.
Yeah, you got a beta
that.
That's
the test run to see how they can then perpetuate, you know, this whole COVID thing.
Hey, is the music in the background okay? Am I sounding okay?
Yeah, you sound good. And
here, I
got a.
Okay, I didn't know if that was too loud or not. I could text him. He turned it back up.
Let me see if anyone left a message.
Here, let me grab Dianon here, all right?
Yeah.
I got to do Dianon here.
Bergie had the whole thing strapped up to a Harley. I was in the background puffing the bar, Marley.
Marley.
Hey, what's up, Burgonator? Hey, my question for you, right? You ready? My question for you. Have you ever seen Tori's fake belly button? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then maybe you should ask her about it.
I got
I'll
it,
show
dude.
It to you. Yeah, I'll show it to you when I see you. I know Millie's seen it.
Are you a Pleiadian?
Are you a gray?
No, I'm not. No, she's sure? not a witch. She's not a that one. That girl's not a witch. That's not the witch. No, that's another. The witch is another person.
So, the witch just is, so everybody yeah. knows, Barry hangs out with a witch. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, Bergie. Bergie yeah, hangs out with a witch and a beach guy.
I just got an email.
Which actually.
Mama and six fingers. Yeah. And I was thinking, look at Barry.
So I actually kind of met the witch through the beach guy. Although the story behind that is, okay, to me, hilarious. To the beach guy, he wanted to throw me off a dock. I can't say as though I entirely blame him, because I was laughing so hard when this entire event involving the witch, who was apparently his ex-girlfriend, which I did not know that. And I had met this girl a couple days ago, very strange individual. I didn't do anything. It was just a casual meeting. Hi, hello. Right. But her name came up with him a couple days later. And my knowledge of her triggered him because he was not fully over with her. He is now. Right. He got over that.
Wait, but, oh my God, stop. 1 second.
Yeah.
1 second. Wait. Are you saying
there's more involved.
Was dating yes. her?
Yes, yes.
Holy and, come on, yeah. Patrick. My God.
No, he was. I didn't know it. This is the unconscious collective, Tori. It brought these two together in my life in a massive population.
I know. What is the coincidence? Hello?
Statistically, no. So I follow these things, man. I don't know where they're going to lead. So I have to follow them. That one led to a very unique situation that I only brushed upon generally, because I'm not sure what you put the audience rating the audience
no
rating
odds.
On here.
Yeah, there are no odds. Okay, someone's saying that your music is too loud. See, I can hear you fine. I guess it's everyone.
Is it
else.
Too loud?
I don't know. I have a message.
Here, let me.
Barry Obama fingers in his fucking portrait.
He just turned it down. He turned it down a bit. So I think it shouldn't be as bad as it was maybe when she sent that. But let me do this. I can't. He should be closed by now. He's going to have it down. If it is too much, I can take it in.
I can hear you just fine. Okay. You know what's insane? When we were talking about your witch, before you mm-hmm. told me that this witch out of nowhere that you met happens mm-hmm. to have been an ex of the Tiki Bar Steve.
Yes.
You're always finding these fucking coincidences around you. I'm mm-hmm. like, seriously. Seriously.
Yeah, and it was, I learned it right when he had just ran into her at the restaurant next door. And he was having like this horrible breakdown, emotional memory. And I had some certain, you see, okay, so she's a, did I mention she's a stripper? And
okay,
I had
so
some info.
I
she's
perfect.
A stripper witch. So I had some information on her. I had some information on her that I had to use to be able to make a full, to make sure that we were talking about the same witch, right? And
wait,
we were.
Are we talking like honeypot extra details?
Oh no! I mean, what would the point of honeypotting me with this situation would have been pointless. And like I said, I never did anything with her other than just sit back and watch the unconscious collective unfold in its most unique ways. And oh dear God!
Oh
yeah,
God,
yeah,
stop, Patrick.
Yeah. He was so pissed. Because of the way that I confirmed it, identification, which I absolutely confirmed ID on that situation. And
really,
he was
crazy,
so.
It's not a coincidence.
No, it's not. They're all tied. They somehow got caught up in our unconscious collective. You know, what is that? The friends line.
Dude,
the shadow net.
Can we cross-examine our friends and make sure there's no opposite concerns right there?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like,
oh dear God,
I'd really like to just, you know, pre-screen.
I'm trying to think. There's no amount of training that could have ever deployed an asset like Steve the Beach Guy under some sort of deep cover. Nor Maggie the Witch. Neither could be former Brennan. I'm sorry. That's not humanly possible. If it is, okay, we might as well just give up, Thor, because we've lost. If they've got that advanced soldiers in the field, we're screwed. No, that's what I love about these guys. That's why I hang out with the not normal people, because the normal people are the ones you got to worry about. Am I wrong?
Damn. Depends. You have to define normal now because, you know.
Well, normal. I was referring to like working any and everybody that you worked with in the government. That normal.
None of them were fucking normal.
I'm doing air quotes, but they all dressed a certain way and they all. You know, drank a certain way. So I don't, if I see that, I avoid it. If I see somebody, you know, a beach guy, or I see somebody that doesn't look, you know, like she or he fits into society, those are the, you know, I rode around with bikers and shit. Although it turns out they got psyops.
Well, yeah,
didn't see that coming.
You need a motorcycle to be part of like a motor group.
Yeah, a scooter will do.
Or a Peugeot, 2 feet.
Oh my God, can you believe that shit? I got a little pissed. But that was, God is my witness, story. I had zero. When I put that video together for the Bergie bit that had potato head. With a sign behind Ted Cruz, Jonathan Riches. When it had him with a sign behind him, I saw that originally in my car. I was just listening to it and said, here, we'll use this this cut from for the Bergie bit later, right? I couldn't see, obviously, on my small screen, an individual like that. And I'm just sitting there playing it back during the Bergie bit, and I looked down and I was like, oh, are you fucking kidding me? That's Jonathan Lee Richards. You've got to be kidding me. And this little biker from 45. And I was just like, first it was funny, like, ha, ha, ha. And then I'm like, it just pisses me off. Because pieces of garbage like that are given platforms by people that say that they support the troops. Say that they are patriots, and yet they give a person like that a platform, and they throw an Afghanistan veteran DOD whistleblower like me under the bus. And I get it. I can be a dick sometimes, but I'm a dick because of people like that. You know, if we didn't have these Sarah Carters and shit, I wouldn't be half the dick that I am, but I kind of have to be, and you'd be too. You already are. Jesus. Right?
I'm a dick?
Well, you are.
You're just
in a way. You know.
No,
you've got a real bad taste in your mouth from all these people, right?
Oh, I
And you get a little bit salty. I imagine there's a few people out there that were like, wow, that Tory's a dick. I bet you there are. And be proud of it, because those people are assholes.
Fuckers.
Right?
Fuckers.
So, wish we could play Team America right now, the dicks and assholes speech?
And they'd be sitting in the back fucking with their hands up the asses of the bag.
Yeah. That was possibly the single greatest speech ever given at the United Nations.
That's
probably
true. Dude, I'm still just miffed over this. We just had people in our Senate support someone who is actually a terrorist. I mean, I knew this was going to happen because they needed to put the right people where they needed, and they needed to create the precedent for allowing people terrorism. I get it, right? But it's like, it's driving me nuts, Patrick. This is why the people of the future hate the people of today. Completely.
No, they do.
They hate it. Mm-hmm. They hate this generation. They're just like, these people are so dumb. Because look, right there, they're supporting terrorism, and it's like, whatever.
No, it's absolutely insane. And we're doing everything we can. How do you like? Okay, so Tori, answer me this: what is the main basis of Trump's lawsuit? Because and let me add to that: because you can't a private corporation can't be sued for violating your constitutional rights. Unless it's like a civil rights or something, right? They can't
be
sued.
Like forcing you to put something in your body, kind of thing. That's a civil right.
Yeah, absolutely. ADA, Housing Gina, Act. There are absolutely things that they can't do. But constitutionally, freedom of speech is not protected by businesses. Businesses have freedom of speech too, and if they don't want to bake you a cake, they don't have to, right? At least that's how it's supposed to work. But so what's the basis then of Trump's lawsuit if Facebook can get away with it, please?
The basis is to show that they're considered a public utility because the majority of their operations are run through, from, and with intellectual property of the U.S. government.
Of the government, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, and that Psaki came out and said, yeah, well, we're helping, well, we're coordinating with them, but we're not, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, she's like, we told Facebook to remove shit and be stricter. Mm-hmm.
So that would be the argument that the Trump case is making, and what's going to be about probably $1 trillion. So what do you have to do in that case? You have to prove that there was a relationship between the government and these private organizations and nonprofits that are banning people, blocking people, and like Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. You know where I'm going. You know where I'm going with this, don't
you? I'm gonna let you go there. Of course I do.
So that's the case. Who do you know that has a shovel-ready case that ties every one of them to doing exactly that? That ties the government using these tools that taxpayers paid for to influence and alter and project manage the, like, let's say, the purge of 1/6, right? You know, that was coordinated across multiple platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you know that has a shovel-ready case that ties every one of them in with a nice neat bow with forensically verifiable evidence?
I'm going to guess. I think the guy's name is Patrick Bergy.
Might be. Kind of handsome guy, about yay tall, right? Probably smokes too much.
Hangs out with a weird Stevie the Beach guy.
Yeah, and can be a dick on occasion. But, but he's all right. No. Does that not sound... Does my case not sound exactly
like what he's saying?
What he's doing? It's like I think he went to my site and just wrote it from my shit. But yet he doesn't have the names. He doesn't have the connections, the names.
We have the connections.
The actual contracts. Yeah, we do.
Exactly. That's the point.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. What now? That's people are going to start listening. Do you think people are going to start listening now?
People are
going to
start listening because we don't have time.
Yeah,
we don't have time.
I get it. Yeah, I get it. Bergie's a dick. Noted. But he's got the keys that will crack this entire thing wide open. He does. It's in his affidavit. Look at me talking in a third person. Even
no,
calling
you're
myself
right.
a dick.
No. You're not a dick. You're salty as fuck.
Can
salt,
be.
But...
I'm salty as fuck. Is my point not completely proven with this lawsuit or what?
No, it is.
It is. And so that's why I'm a little salty. And that's why I'm a little, you know, this and that. Oh, hey, Nick's documentary is actually going to cover some of this stuff. Nick Searcy's documentary.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cover some of the, it's, I talked about this in detail. And if they leave that shit in there, this is, he's going to be doing this in about 3 weeks. This shit's going to be coming out. August is going to be an interesting month.
Yep, it's going to be super hot. It's the prelude to fucking October. That shit's going to be crazy.
What does Tory says say? What does Tory says say? They can't stop this.
No,
I've said that too.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't have, you know, Tory's, your army, your infrastructure, the shit that you've been putting together for this war for years, right? I don't have any of that. But I do have my personal knowledge, and I knew this shit, right? It wasn't any question. I helped build it. I got all the files, all the data. I'm not hiding out, and I'm not stuck in Russia right now, and I ain't no Edward Snowden, because the only thing that I ever talk about, I don't ever talk about anything we may or may not have done that was classified operationally. All I talk about are the damn flyers that we have that show exactly what we were capable of doing by Obama's national security advisor that were made like between 08 and 10. And that's exactly what was what would be used to do that. And the fact that Facebook partnered with him would, demands.
Yeah.
It demands.
Yeah.
You know, they just explain that, please. We're going to shut all of these people down, Tory. I want to shut down the National Security Council. I want to shut down the Atlantic Council. I want to sue the living shit out of them. I want to put them out of business. What do you think?
I think it's correct. I think
Trump's lawsuit could shut them right down.
Right. Yeah, no, it's going to shut it. But here's the thing. He's proven
Council on Foreign Relations.
Yeah,
Go
but
on.
He's... Right, right. We have to get them all gone. We
yeah.
have to.
I'm fucking.
We have to.
Fuck them. They are wrong. They are. It's
you,
a. They
you
are
know
committing.
Gonna come down.
They are committing. What's that?
They're gonna come down hard.
Well, I got a witch.
Stop! I have God. That's all I need, and that is all you.
No, I got Pastor Rodney. That's my ace in the hole right there. He's got a direct line.
Does he?
Yes, he does. He's got a direct line. He is OG. Original God. Not him, but you know. He's been doing this stuff for a long time. He gets it. He's been writing on the deep state a long time. And he gets what's going on, I believe. But this is biblical in proportions. I joke about stuff, but I'm also dead serious that God doesn't like what we did. Probably really doesn't like what you did, but in this particular case, it doesn't like the shadow net.
Right?
And he's not happy with this, and I think that's why all this shit is happening. You know, I really
do.
Oh,
yeah, and you said that I exaggerated. Dude, okay, you didn't write the algorithm, but you were the guy.
No,
running.
You didn't.
You did all the necessary stuff.
I contributed, right? I just want to make sure people understand that. And I didn't phrase it properly either. You didn't exaggerate. And you may have put, like, help in or something. But I didn't want to make – I just want to make sure people didn't –
overstated.
Yeah. I can't. No, that's way out of my AOR. Like, that's your shit right there. My stuff is network
security.
Damn,
Bertie, you're just like totally pulling my pants down. You said other stuff, and I'm hoping that no one heard other stuff too.
Oh, you're not supposed to know that.
No.
My bad.
I don't know shit about that stuff.
My bad.
It's like, but how, anyway, we never show our cache of weapons.
Yeah, no.
Let them think we're coming with twigs.
Yeah, so, I mine's hidden down in that tiki bar.
Why would you have it in
Stevie guarding
tiki bar?
Why would you I got Stevie guarding my cache of PSYOP weapons.
Oh.
They'll never think of looking there. But
well,
now
they
will.
Let's go get your shit from Stevie, the beach guy.
He's awesome. I'm doing a show with him on Freedom Stream. I told you about this earlier, and Tori's like, well, that's stupid. When I got all done, she was like, hey, well, that actually kind of makes sense, right?
No.
So
far, song.
Right. So, you know, but Tori's like, this has nothing to do with politics or anything like that. And I'm like, of course it doesn't. We're not trying to draw people into my site on that particular channel that are politically engaged, right? But once they get to the Freedom Stream and they see the other tabs, then they themselves start exploring, right? So that's my plan.
Yeah.
To bring people together in the awakening, but not, you don't necessarily.
Yeah, I have some entertainment too.
If you just have, like Tori says, is the only source of getting this to people, they would turn, you know, there a lot of people don't care or follow any of this. They just want their umbrellas and their drinks. They want their tiki bars. Right?
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of those in Florida. So you bring them in and you're like, here, welcome. This is kind of cool. This girl, Mallory, who does guitar here, she sounds great, right? And so I'm going to put a little camera on her and do a little stream on her. And again, it's awesome. It's not about forcing something onto someone or trying to be like, hey, you got to listen. No, it's like, check this out. And while you're here, I guarantee you, they'll start clicking around. Trust
me. I'm just in shock that people are not out on the streets burning shit. Knowing that they just have
well, they are. They're just not the wrong, but it's the wrong people.
they literally. I'm telling you, Patrick, I was like, well, she didn't write the letter; she typed it, and she didn't sign it as her name. She signed it as George Da Da Da, who, in essence, was the code name of the dude that she threw under the bus to not go to jail. She was a fucking terrorist and wrote a fucking threat letter, you know, like phoning in a fucking bomb threat.
Yeah. But how is it? Okay.
She's nominated by Biden and they're supporting it with stupid shit. Like, she didn't write it. It was typed.
For in Department of Interior or something, right? What is it?
Her
Interior
name's not John.
Something?
It's Johnny. Huh?
What was she nominated
for? Yeah,
for
Land Bureau.
Oh, Land Bureau. Oh, thank God. My dad would be... My dad, we grew up on a farm with a grain elevator. He'd be rolling in his grave right now. But it's like, that's bad, right? But that's kind of like upward. That's kind of like just a level above mosquito control compared to Swalwell, who's, you know, banging a Chinese spy and gets a seat on the, like, he's like the head of the Intel Committee. Right.
He can't even fucking, oh my God, he's such a chump. I still remember his video from where he was getting a haircut or something. He looked like
or again.
Schmuck.
Or again.
And it's,
okay.
Yeah,
Swalwell. Swalwell.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Swalwell. Swalwell.
Swalwell. Yeah, he struggles with some things. But then on the other side, to be fair, you got Matt Gaetz, who was stood up by the same guy that stood up Al Sharpton. Right. And, you know, And he leads an organization called the Proud Boys, largely, which are named after a gay musical. Tori, you can't make this shit up. And I'm like...
It looks like a shit. It's like someone is fucking... If you step back, you look at the population, and you're just like, please tell me that you guys are not buying this.
Tell me you're seeing this. And,
like, you've got to be real dumb to be like, yeah, you know. Oh, I'm just saying, if you were looking down, you'd be like, come on, man, it's really not fair.
No,
it's like everyone's handicapped, and that's the problem. This is why the people hate the people of tomorrow hate the people of today, because they're just like, how did you not see this?
Yeah, we need to get Maggie the Witch to turn the moon into a big thing of smelling salts.
And wake everyone up.
I can't think of any other way. Because people are just like, explain, Tori. How is this?
What am
even...
I going to explain?
Well, okay, it answers, it proves
like,
my point.
There,
it proves PSYOP.
Like, how do you explain? Yeah, but you're watching a senator, I don't care who you are, that is now making excuses for a terrorist.
Yeah, yeah, no. Oh my God.
In the fucking Senate.
Yeah.
She didn't write it. She fucking typed it. It's like you want to take that paper, stick it in his mouth, and say, get the fuck out of here. Don't come back.
Yeah.
You're not even allowed to fly. No. You probably need instructions with your seatbelt. That sounds so dumb. I mean, you just... And the woman wasn't even there. They were all doing the confirmation thing without her there. She didn't even turn up.
Yeah.
It's the most
horrible thing, just...
and no one's saying anything.
Yeah, no. It, not only are they not saying anything, the stuff they're saying is supportive of. So what the fuck, right? sorry. Look at our friend Akbar, right? Now, I'm a subject matter expert.
He's not doing his videos anymore because too many of the Tory people are in there.
I love it. But listen, I'm a subject matter expert, provably, in social media psychological warfare, 2007 to 2010. I was on the front lines of people, assets being used as part of influence operations using social media and other multimedia platforms, right? So I'm absolutely, by every measure, a subject matter expert in this. So when I say that Ali Akbar, a.k.a. Ali Alexander, the guy who's launched a Christian nonprofit and is now being sought for the 1.6 misdirection insurrection, when I say that guy is, in my opinion, an extremely highly likely as being, if not a terrorist trained himself, terrorist funded at somehow or at some point. And when I say that, I am also, keep in mind, that person is being stood up on the stage by the people that are opposing the people that just are getting seated right now. And you're wondering why they're getting seated. Well, it's because the people that we are supporting to stop them are freaking, in my opinion, terrorists themselves. What's wrong with that theory?
Nothing. I'm just like, you know what, Patrick? Let me tell you something. I'm at the point where it's like, I don't see, I've put in so many years into this. I don't see how we can avoid the cities and the country now. Like, it's going to get so bad because it's even the people that I thought at first was going to help with waking people up, they used it for money. Like, every single one
of them. Oh, yeah. Oh, Miss Time Traveler, you didn't see that one coming? Fucking Ray Charles could have seen that one coming, Tori.
The possibility of it happening was like 80%, right?
Yeah.
But you think 95%. You think you have to have faith in humans. You have to love them and let them, you know, this and put out stern warnings like, don't do this, right? And yet they still did it and they led everyone astray. Not only then, the fucking fourth unelected branch took over the whole fucking MAGA movement. They got caught with the MAGA coalition. Everybody totally forgot about that one.
I've got twin 14-year-old sons, Tori. You know what happens when I tell one of them to stop writing? Well, this was when they were younger. I'd tell Bruce, I'd catch him writing on the wall with a crayon, and I'd be like, Bruce, you can't be writing on that wall with a crayon. You know it's bad, blah, 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 blah. And I'd turn around, and James would be over there writing on the other wall, apparently because that rule didn't apply to his genetically exact copy. So, you tell kids stuff, not to do stuff, and they're going to do it anyway. You tell them again, you know what the probability of James picking up a crayon when you tell Bruce not to do it? It's like 95%, right? Because we just know. We're parents. And you should know that with the group that we saw running around and the behavior that we both witnessed and the lack of professionalism, the lack of honor, right? Lack of honor. Did you see, there were some honorable people that were trying to fix this stuff. Don't get me wrong. But would you say, like, the majority of the people that we ran into out there had their own agendas, their own contracts, their own everything, and not one of them was in keeping in kind with the people that were supporting him and funding him and trusting him? It wasn't. They all had their own agendas. When I say all, again, there were a few that were good, but not a lot.
Yeah, not a lot. I don't know, man. Like, it's really sad. It's really, really sad.
Yeah, but it's not surprising. The only thing that surprises me is that you can have everything that has happened, right? Shadowgate comes out. Millie Weaver, her brother, her husband are arrested. You went into action, and hell, you saved their asses. You got the money raised for them that they needed, and you got the video out so millions could see it. But all of that happened, right? And there's not a single damn reporter on the planet. Planet, not Pasco County, not Tampa, not the tri-state region, not Florida, not the United States, not fucking Canada, the planet with a blue check that's ever said, hey, Bergie, we'd like to ask you a few questions about what happened, because, you know, this journalist, whoever she worked for, was arrested while uploading under extremely suspicious charges that were later completely dropped. Not one. So does this all really surprise you, what's happening? That's not by accident, Tori. That's Shadowgate. What was Shadowgate about? It was about the command and control that the government, that people are leaving the government with these extremely powerful positions. They're going on the boards of these companies or just launching their own companies. They're getting massive contracts from taxpayers to basically do R&D for a coup that they're perpetuating right now, right? That's what Shadowgate was. And so when you look and you see that not one single journalist on this planet has ever, and now a few have contacted you, but they just did it to set you up and lie, right? Because you were an easier target than me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you did clandestine shit. Mine was fully attributional. By its nature, IIA cannot be classified. How do you classify something that goes out on an unclassified, quote-unquote, dirty network. You can't.
You can't. Right?
Now, you can classify the... I can't say how many people or what the processes were, obviously. But you can't classify that shit. Right? So,
no, you can't.
So, but you... So everything I have is fully attributional. Everything you have is has been basically buried, non-attributional. There's a couple of whistleblowers out there in that same boat, right?
I know.
And the alternative was to go like Snowden's route, which I disagree with. I had 100%. The same position. I had the same position, and I had, I believe, the same... clearance, although I never did the polygraph. That would have been the
he had to go through something because he was out at home in Hawaii.
Yeah, so, well, that's fine. He had a TSSCI clearance, and he was a database administrator. I was a network administrator, content management administrator, IASO, Information Assurance Security Officer, for Giant, J-I-A-N-T. You know what that is, right? That's mm-hmm. the highest level of classification, really, in the Department of Defense, SOAS. I was a SOAS network administrator, and you know what? I had access to every single file, every single thing, that was on that network, even more than the president. If the president was on that network, I would be the one that gave him access to that. Now, my job was never, ever to read a damn thing in there. And, you know, Snowden, apparently he had to build an application to that, literally scrape it, and then he looks at that application and he looks at the stuff, and he's really not supposed to. Just because you have access to it doesn't mean you're supposed to. And our government has to function with the ability to maintain some OPSEC, or people are just going to die. So you can't have it both ways. But, you know, that would be your only other alternative, because the system's so broken. There is no IG. There is no way to go and complain legally or through the channels. Every single channel's broke. So what do? You end up coming, launching a site that says Tory frickin' says, right? Mm. Is that what we're at?
Route. Yeah, that was a better route.
Yes, yes. And that's why you're not in jail or not living in Russia. Because there are ways to do it, that you can maintain the sacred trust that your country bestowed upon you, right? But you also have that sacred trust includes protecting it from all threats, foreign and domestic. Now, sometimes these come in direct conflict with each other, Tori. These you know, sacred trusts. You've got the classification on one side, but you've got the OPSEC on the, you know, on the other, where you, well, on the other, you have to protect your country from all threats, foreign and domestic. So what the hell do you do, right? The government has, Shadowgate Storch.
Yeah, well... The thing is, they can see everything. The only thing you can do is be as stealthy as possible. I mean, the minute I was in North Dakota and I realized that they had blackballed me, right?
Mm-hmm.
With all the shit that I had, and I was.
Oh, you pissed somebody off there.
Oh no, I did. Because I sent emails to the DEA, to the fucking medical boards, nursing boards, farm boards, boards of aviation. Do you know that the board of aviation, I kid you not, fucking got a phone call from someone, you know, one day, and that person was talking, he was like, shit, Tory just emailed us, we're shredding. They started fucking shredding documents.
Yeah.
Received an inquiry email from me. Because, you know, my reputation had come before, you know, within the government networks. It wasn't until 2017 that, you know, I became visible to them. And I was like, what are you going to do about it? And they put the attorney general on me. because I was dismantling the Northern Human Trafficking Network that he was fucking overseeing. Like, the only thing you can do is make record of what you're saying. I say this to any whistleblower listening now that has information. There are ways to go around it. Some of them go to Veritas. You know, other people just do their own thing. If they don't come forward, we're not going to get anywhere fast, Patrick. It's going to be bad.
No. No, we're not. We're going really backwards. Bad. It's a race to the bottom.
Yeah, it is.
But it's all fixable. It is. What these people are doing, they've put together malevolently by a very thin thread. All we got to do is expose that with the truth, and the population will not tolerate it. They really won't. We got to just break that thread, and we got to break that thread, and that's it. You know, we win.
I agree. 100%. 100%. 100%. Your music is too loud.
Is it?
I can't hear. Yeah.
Damn it. And it's like, they don't need to be that loud. Okay. Well, now I got to go inside.
You know what really sucks? I'm just thinking, 50 years ago, right? Let's say, you know, information was provided to people in good faith to advance. They all got together and they decided in the 50s, it's time to break that barrier and take it to the next level for the good of the people. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a pivot into straight communism, and it's like complete communism. They were on the fence until then. So there was an intervention there that was misused and taken into this direction that we're at now. It's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
It's terrible.
No, it
and
is.
And the people are just...
Not arguing there.
You know?
Not arguing people, there at all.
I don't know. So on Tuesday, we're going to do a show together, right?
On the Bergie bit? No. On Tuesday, we're doing a
Tuesday.
Show. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to. I don't care. I'll do any show.
Yeah, you said you were going to do Bergie bit too. Or was it Wednesday?
I do Bergie bit on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Okay, so then Wednesday we'll do Bergie bit and Tori Says together.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, and you can like actually look at my belly button. And say, I'm it's not on camera, but here we are.
I'm texting someone else to have them turn down the music.
Okay, let me play a message.
Cool.
Tori, thank you so much for covering, well, let's just say touching on Valiant Thor today. I hope you actually will elaborate more. I have a feeling that you know more about it than you're pretending, let's just say. And hi, Bergie.
She has a nice voice.
Who was that?
A listener.
What was the name? I forget.
Cole.
Oh, okay.
Hi, guys. It's been a while. Good to hear you. Wondering about Bergie's book. I haven't received. I ordered 2. Thanks, guys. Have a good night. Hello from Nebraska.
Okay,
oh,
I mailed out. Like... Oh, I know. I mailed out like 9 Victim of the Swamp books. Everything from Victim of the Swamp is out. Now, people ordered a 2-book set, right? And they ship together.
I ordered
right?
that too.
And they ship together as soon as the pre-ordered book is finished, which is almost done, right? But these things, they just like Shadowgate got pushed back, just like from the date, just like Nick Searcy's documentary was supposed to, they were shooting for July 4th. What, you know, that didn't make it. Well, this got pushed back a bit, and it's turning out good, and I'm ready.
Going live.
And they'll ship together. Now, some people, if they really wanted to have it, like one of them right now, I just turn around and ship, like, the Victim of the Swamp separate from the other one. I'm hoping not to do that, because that takes, A, a lot of time to separate and ship twice, right? Especially when we're so close to these coming out. So people keep, you know, they'll do that. They'll say, hey, where's the two book? And I'll be like, as soon as it's done, they will go out as a set. If you need it now, I'll send it. But I sent like 9 or 10 of them out today. Should be all caught up on Victim of the Swamp. I can't, you know, I can't thank people enough for helping out with this. I've got like 700 copies of Victim of the Swamp that I ordered. So everything that everybody ordered, I bought all the books except for the hardcovers for the new one. And but that's already, the printers already paid for that. So that's why I stopped taking orders on that July 4th. I haven't taken orders from it July 4th, and I gave the money to the printer. And I just have to get a copy to them or get a copy back that is a good proof that I can go through. You realize how many times you have to reread a book when you've written it? I've probably reread this book 200 times. It's insane.
I wouldn't be able
to. Imagine having to reread the same book like 200 times.
I read fast, but I wouldn't be able to do that.
Right? No. Well, it's over like a several month period of time.
Yeah, but yeah, now you know which, so I can't believe you hang out with. I mean, what does she do? Does she do spells and shit?
No, I think she watches a lot of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay. Oh my gosh! Let me. I have to share this. Speaking of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, hold on, I have to share this. I think I it in my pictures.
Is that cool? Oh, cool. The music's down. It's not so cranky. Cool. So I can sit outside now. Thank you, Cole. I texted like two or three people that I know sitting at the bar and said, hey, have Stevie turn the music down.
Oh my God, when you have the phone numbers of the people in your neighborhood bar, that sounds like like a meme.
I know like all of them down there. And I don't, and you know me. Do I even drink much? I go down there and drink Coke. When we would go out, God is my witness. How often would I drink? Like nothing.
No,
I'd smoke a little. I smoke a little weed, but that, you know, that's about it. And no, this is just it's just my friends.
Still, I'm just saying. So she just watches Buffy. She doesn't do like spells and shit.
Well, she did do a tarot reading, and it was absolutely fascinating, right? So I got to tell you this. And I picked this girl out as being connected to the collective unconscious, right? Which is God. I'm good. But I picked her out with this. And sure enough, so she does a tarot reading for a friend. Actually, it's a mutual friend of ours, which I will not name, but you know who I'm talking about. And she does this reading, and she looks at me and holds the deck, you know, and she says, what is it that you are trying, that you're, what answers are you seeking from the cards? And I said, just the I'm seeking the truth, right? And so she's got that card, the whole deck of cards, right? She pulls out the card. And what card does she pull out? She pulls out, as God is my witness, the card of truth, right? I was like, wow, that's pretty good. So she puts it back in, shuffles the deck all up. And again, her mom gave her these tarot cards, a really nice, like, velvety set. A couple weeks earlier, she's not a tarot. And she goes to the other person and asks the other person a question. I'm not going to say what the question was, what her answer was, but keep in mind, this person hates me, right? So that's our mutual friend, our friend, right? This person does not like me at all. And so she's just looking for an excuse. And the card she pulls out was the same damn card. The card of truth.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
So, is she, does she have, is she anything more than someone that probably watches a lot of Buffy the Vampire Slayer? No, I doubt that. But is there something or somebody that is trying to send a message to us? I think there is, right? Because the person that she read that to, that she did that to, was like, oh, this person's not real. But to me, I knew exactly what she was going to do. I knew that what was going to happen was going to have a supernatural result to it. Let's just say that. I had a very strong feeling. And in fact, I told both of them that. And I say, you know, when a person pulled the two same cards out of a big deck, and this wasn't like someone that does this like from Vegas or something, right? This, you got to understand. It was just a really weird situation. But how wild is that, right? The two
Super
same
wild.
The card of truth, no less. So that adds yet another component of, statistical improbability to it.
You know, but yeah. Let me tell you something. The thing about witches, right? Mm-hmm. And people that can do things like that.
And by the way, I'm a Christian. And it's a God
humans,
thing. I'm just
humans
having
that
fun.
That can harness such energy is mm-hmm. scary because they're not good in the mm-hmm. way of, they're too immature. People that have mm-hmm. any ability to use energy, it's always used prematurely because the fault is that yearning for power. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, those old air quote experiments they used to have mm-hmm. with people that could claim to find themselves underground in a bookcase, right? And look at shit without leaving a room. You know, they saw them as a threat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because then, you know, you could be coerced or whatever, and
yeah.
humans
somebody
are
could
mature.
Somebody could read my book before it was done, boys.
Yeah.
You're
That's
thinking
true.
Bigger than that, right?
Yeah, but I'm just...
You were thinking the Vatican or something. Okay, I get that. My feelings were not hurt. Not much.
My God. I just can't get over this. They literally supported a terrorist.
Yeah, they did.
Like, everyone's not saying shit about it.
No, they
like,
won't.
Are you kidding? Forbes.
No, we're not.
And nobody else is. It's like this.
Oh,
is,
Forbes
this
is
insanity.
Such a... Forbes is an IIA rag. I mean, please.
Well,
Come on, but
you know, Forbes is starting to
They're
make
all.
Sense. I think he's got
They're
two
all.
Feet in the grave, and he's like, oh, fuck this. This is messed up.
Newsmax showed their cards, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Holy Jesus.
None of them, that's what I was saying yesterday to my audience. None of them are your fucking friends.
Yeah.
They pretend that they're on your side to make it look like there's diversity. They're all on the same fucking team.
Yeah, no. They do. Well, that's the point.
That's the point.
That's the op. Did you realize, where do you think these billions of dollars are going? Right? Where do you think these billions of dollars are going?
And right now, while everyone's distracted, right, because we have so much shit, so many fires going on right now. We've got the people that are interested in Hunter Biden shit because there's actually evidence that we can prosecute, right?
Oh, Jesus, shit you were putting out the other day with Cuba. Oh, my God. Or was
no
it? No, Haiti.
Yeah.
No.
Nobody circled back to ask you anything.
Yeah. No, you put that out. You put that out to them. Can I say that? Am I allowed to say that? Or was that? Oh, no, don't say anything.
That's okay.
And by the way, you know, when people say, hey, I'll tell you this, but don't say anything. Do they realize that, you know, a month from now, how difficult it is to sort out or piece out something you maybe weren't supposed to say or wouldn't say? So I'm just saying, right?
Right.
Once it gets out a little bit, you got to manage your expectations. But you know, Tori was telling these journalists, she was feeding this shit out just to see if they would do anything as a point to do. And that's all I've been doing for the last couple of years, just less artfully than you did.
Well, they still didn't do it, did they?
No, they didn't. And you made your point, and you made my point, right? I've been going after them just loud and proud. For a couple years, Carter, Pirro, everybody gives me shit about that. But, oh my God, look at what they did. If you can accept that, I feel sorry for you. If you accept what they did to an Afghanistan veteran and what they did in collaboration with our government, right? Right there, Nunes covered that up. Gates covered this up. Millie wouldn't have even been arrested if they had taken action on my affidavit year before. On your shit a year before.
But it was the Republicans that did it.
Yeah, it was the Republicans that did it to protect Obama's national security advisor.
Exactly.
Trump was president.
Right.
Trump.
So look how
most of it, not all of it.
Right, but look how many people he had working for him that were not on the team of America.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, look at fucking Jason Nunes. You think that guy wasn't an asset? You know? No, he absolutely was. Absolutely was. So, no, just none of this shit surprises me at all. It disappoints me, but it sure as hell shouldn't surprise you. And like I said, you don't need a damn time machine to see this shit. You just need to wake up. You just need to remember that if people don't act honorably and you let them into your home and then they act dishonorably in your home, you know, like they bit you, like the snake poem, why are you surprised?
Right.
Trump's been repeating that from day one, except for nobody understood its true meaning was with your own home. You're inviting them into these snakes into your own home, and then they bite you and you die.
And then you're like, hey, why'd you bite me?
Oh, I can't believe that snake bit me.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. I'm gonna be quite frank.
Mm-hmm.
Before I saw what changed me, right?
Uh-huh.
The way I saw things, because I was supporting my country. I was doing good, right? When I realized I wasn't wearing the right glasses, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was at that point that I realized that I felt that people were in fact just stupid. And that there was no helping them. I remember I was actually pregnant. And I remember just, you know, after I had that conversation with them, I sat on a corner, right, and sobbed. Because I was like, what's the point? I can't help them. Because they'll never see, they'll never hear. I can't do anything. Like,
well, it's so broke.
Right, but how do I tell the world? The media is all against them. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
You say it in a nice way, you have to make it clear. Right? You can't go to your senators. You can't go to the president since he's in charge. Who do you go to? There's
either
not
one.
Even one nation that can stand up for its own.
Yeah.
This war is massive. And even if you were prepared twice as long as I am, I'll tell you what, they're everywhere, and they're not many, they're very few.
There are.
It sucks. There's a handful compared to the people, and still, they sit there and are just like, it's like when your kid, they put their shoes on before, and you're looking at them, and they're just like, it's the shoe, put it on. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
That's how it feels. Like, how are they going to do this? When October comes around, it's not going to be nice.
No. And they're setting everything up. Trump's going to be completely irrelevant if he isn't already. But, you know, I tried to warn everybody about that. And all these people running around saying they're trying to help Trump and still trying to help Trump. God, that just drives me so crazy when I see that shit about Matt Gaetz. And he's one of the closest people, like, involved with trying to help Trump right now. And he's involved with DeSantis. I like DeSantis. He went to my the high school right next to where my high school was here. He went to Dunedin. I was at Countryside. And so we were rivals. But he was a few years after me, a little older. But he's a good man. He's got a nice wife. He's got good intentions. You don't have to agree. There's nobody you're ever going to agree with everything, all of their policies. There's too many policies. Right? Sometimes they have to make calls. I get that. But he's going to take these good people down. And you know, that is frustrating. That is frustrating.
It is.
You know, it is.
It's very frustrating.
And it's just close. It's the closest people around him. Flynn, Stone. People give me shit for talking about Stone, but that, am I wrong? It was Imelda Marcos' PR guy. He was Al Sharpton's, like, campaign manager. When you can go back and read numerous articles that show that Al Sharpton's existence is credited to Roger Stone. Al Sharpton. Yet Roger Stone is some sacred cow now to the Trump Republicans, and I'm like, oh, that's just a, if you could make my point any stronger, I don't know how you would do it with that one. But these guys are going to destroy this shit if we don't wake people up. And I think that, I think with Trump's case, we're going to.
Yeah, I know. With Trump's case, people are just so whitewashing it. Even the ones that are pretending to be like on the side of America are whitewashing this shit. Yeah. Rather than making it clear. Oh, people are saying it's hard to hear with the music so loud.
Damn it. Sorry. All right. Sorry about that. Well, it just sucks. I try to.
So no, the thing is, it's all fucked up. Just I'm just so, I wanted to see people up in arms somewhere that, oh my gosh, the Senate just sat there and said she didn't write the letter. She fucking typed it. They were supporting a terrorist in your Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And no one is up in arms. Like, what the fuck?
No. Again, that's like mosquito control, though, compared to these guys. Compared to freaking potato head out in California.
You have to be some kind of fucking idiot, right? To sit there and be like, oh, it's okay. You know, yeah, she didn't write it. She typed it with the typewriter she rented. And then she lied saying that she was never prosecuted for anything, blah, 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 blah. And that's because they were charging her and she flipped on the others. And that's why they didn't charge her.
Yeah. Yeah, no. She I forget. Did you say she would? She did she get confirmed or not?
No, she didn't get confirmed.
She didn't confirm. Jesus.
Talking about it yet today? It's just.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre. I would have thought it would have been news wall to wall coverage. Instead, CNN's like supporting her without showing the eco-terrorism thing, but just saying she warned them about spikes in a tree. Yeah, just like someone calls a bomb threat in. The same shit. It's the same fucking shit.
Yeah.
It's so insane.
Yeah. It sucks.
They're going to vote on this bitch. They didn't vote yet, did they? There's no update on the news that she was confirmed or not. I just can't believe that that's really happening.
Yeah,
and no one is saying anything.
Yeah, no. Well, you are. And you got a lot of people listening. And they're pissed off.
But they should be pissed off because the others aren't saying anything.
Hmm?
That's the thing. They should see it when I tell them that none of them are going to give them news. They're going to give them the news that'll keep them busy with shit, right? You know, like mm-hmm. no one's talking about HR 1. The fuck, dude? That takes your federal tax dollars and they get to give it to the candidate of their choice. So you don't even need campaign money. They clearly mm-hmm. said we'll match 600% for every small donation. So if some motherfucker gives Ocasio a dollar, she gets 600 on the taxpayers that may not like her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're literally passing that bill to make the election commission controlled by the party of the House.
Mm-hmm.
This is nuts.
Yeah.
It's yeah. completely nuts.
Yeah, it is. Hey, can I play a message from Green Bay Dave?
Yes, please.
I met him recently. Him and his girlfriend Jamie, very good people. Yeah, Tori's got good people. So nice people that. Well.
Good evening, Tori, and Mr. Berge. This is Green Bay Dave. I love you guys. I just woke up, and I heard about. Oh, no, I forgot what I was going to say because I just woke up.
I love this guy.
He's probably going to say, I just woke up and saw there was a stereo, but it's like, okay, right? That's so badass. I'm so glad you got to meet Green Bay Dave.
Right? That's see, the unconscious collective brought me together with the perfect people. Hey, you want to do another one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here, this is
Steve.
He's a fan.
Yo, what's up? It's Hot Sauce Pegasus Steve. Just wanted to tell you guys I love you. Mm-hmm. I've calmed down quite a bit. But I'm enjoying the ride. The ups and downs. Family's good. This hot sauce thing got a little bit more than hot sauce. I'm having fun. Hope to meet up with you guys one day. Love you.
Is he the hot sauce guy, Tori?
Yes, it's hot sauce.
No, but is he the guy that sends a hot sauce?
Oh, I don't know. Is he the guy that sends a hot sauce? Could be.
I didn't know if that was a metaphor. Oh, can I play Bryn?
Yes.
Here you go.
Why do you have a bidet that speaks to you, Patrick?
It speaks in Korean. It's a very nice Korean female voice. And I have a LG vacuum cleaner that speaks to me in Korean as well. I worked 5 years in Korea, so I brought them back with me. You don't think I was going to leave that damn bidet there. So, yeah, I got a little vacuum, a little robot vacuum cleaner that walks around, that drives around speaking, saying, Annyeonghaseyo, and a... toilet that says "Kamsahamnida."
Stop! So, no, it doesn't. It says
"Kamsahamnida." It does. Yeah. No. No. It's just yeah.
Oh my gosh! Every time you go to your toilet, it says "Kamsahamnida."
Yeah. So well, awesome. No. After it's done its business, it's like a little car wash for your butt. It sprays you at multiple angles and or pressures. Then it blow dries you. Then it like puts the infrared or the light on you to kill any bacteria. It's a car wash for your butt. Why Americans haven't fallen in love with that technology sooner is just beyond me.
Well, because
Southeast Asia figured it out.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Funny story.
Big toilet paper.
Wait.
Big pee-pee.
Wait, funny freaking story. So I, being, you know, wet behind the ears, still fresh, right? We're going to meet people to interpret in some Arabic speaking country, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I'll totally go. I'll just be the chick, you know, that, you know, so I put on the whole burqa shit and go. Okay, so we went to like this village thing.
Oh Jesus!
And I need.
And you don't want to wear a mask, but you'll put a burqa on.
I needed to go to the bathroom, dude, they only had holes in the floor.
Yeah.
You know, where you like put your
yeah,
feet apart.
No, with the porcelain. Wait, yeah, it's like a Tylenol shaped hole. Yeah. And yeah, like, okay, those are great.
You can't sit anywhere, and I'm like, so you stand up. Yeah. You obviously squat, but could you?
Yeah.
I'm like in a full get up, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm like tucking this shit in my bra and everything. And then I remember seeing that there's no toilet paper. Guess what?
No, they had there's a hose. This
green hose.
It's a hose.
And I was
yeah.
Like,
fuck, garden hose. That'll get your business done for sure.
Green garden hose.
Yeah.
Cut on a
be careful with that motherfucker will come out your nose if you're not careful.
Oh my God. That's where I was going with it. So there I am.
Up to the
job. It was so bad. And I was like,
and that's how they live over there. And that's actually not terrible.
Let me tell you something. I had seen toilets like that in mountains mm-hmm. of Greece as a kid, you know. But I was like, oh, it's olden time stuff, you know, from like the 1800s, 1700s. That's what I thought when I was a kid. So it was kind of like, damn. And it's like, but the bidet, like I said, best thing ever. I mean, why wouldn't you want to air dry yourself? That's just dumb. I think it's the best thing ever and no toilet paper.
No, it's actually it's. What's going to get you cleaner? What's going to get more bacteria off you, right?
Yeah, okay, I know.
Car wash?
I'm just saying.
A car wash or a wet piece of toilet paper?
Yeah, I know. What I'm just going to say, like, you just gave me a memory that, you know, it was the funniest shit ever. Like, if that shit was
pun
on
intended.
Camera, it would have been, yeah, no, it wasn't. I wasn't even doing that. I just had a pee.
Yeah.
So it was horrible. It was super horrible because you can't put any fucking electronics on the floor because they could see under the door and shit. So I've got to hold everything and my back out, like put it up in a bundle and my teeth fucking tucked in and then have to use a hose. And the pressure was so hard. I was like, I fell and I put my hand down on the thing on the toilet. And I was like, holy shit, please don't go in the hole.
Right?
It was so bad. It was the most fucked up. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. Remember? Just like, then I was wet for the whole day, and it probably smelled. It was so bad.
It was so bad.
But BJs are number one, and if you ever go to any nation on vacation that has a hose, please check that before you squat. You know, check that the pressure of the water's not going to...
No.
My God.
That was so crazy. The more pressure, the better.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
The more pressure, the better. Man, I think that might be half the problem with America. we need to put a garden hose up our ass. Wake up.
We already have.
So you like how this stereo chat is devolved into garden hoses? But there's purpose for that. It's good, you know. It's good in case things do go south again. Tori is a prepper.
A garden hose in an apartment.
A garden, oh, a prepper with her bidet. End of the world.
Oh, speaking of end of the world, I was one day doing a little bit of that fancy math, and then I was like, holy shit, it looks like, you know, shit might hit the fan a little bit sooner. So I was like, oh, but, you know, I won't be moving until then, right? So so I was thinking, okay, what would I do? How would I escape, right? This was my thought just a couple of days ago. And I was like, oh, great. I'll just walk down toward the lake and steal a boat and go down the river. And today, they did an operation to see if, you know, they needed to stop the flow of boats coming down the Missouri River. And I was like, wait a minute. Why would they why would they do a training exercise to stop vessels coming down a river?
That That seems self-explanatory.
Well, I mean, oil comes down through there, right? Shit ton. Mm-hmm. Goods come down through there.
Lots of goods. Shit tons. Probably toilet paper.
And kids.
So, probably and kids.
Yeah.
Kids and toilet paper. A lot of it.
Yep.
I'm sure.
And drugs. So why did they do that exercise today, which is crazy? And then I thought to myself, shit, I was thinking about that 2 days ago, about people fleeing south through the rivers. And then and then I thought to myself, okay, that's a pretty out there kind of thing. You know, if they actually do spark the Civil War, which is what they're looking to do. But why would they be training on the rivers?
Well, I don't know. They got to control the waterways. So,
from the north.
From the north?
So they didn't try it, you know, down by the Delta or anything.
Mm.
I mean,
what are you getting at, Tor Tor?
I don't know. I mean, most of the U.S. bases are up north.
The people that listen, when Tori says, I don't know, she does know. She's like toying it out there. Just say what's on your mind.
Yeah, that's on my mind. Why would they?
No, but I mean, just say what's on your mind. There's obviously a reason you're saying that. You actually say it like you're saying that.
Dude, what is it?
I can't be the only one that catches that.
Next time we're on a stereo, I'm wearing fucking suspenders, okay?
Come on, you know, some of us need it spelled out, Tori.
Yeah, I know, but then...
I was the IT guy. And I can honestly say it wasn't the best spent taxpayer dollars.
I'll tell you what,
America got its taxpayer dollars out of me.
Do you remember this show? Worth out of me. Called Ally McBeal.
Yes, I do.
Okay, I never got into it, never watched it, but I know there was some bitch that was envisioning scenarios, right?
Mm-hmm. I could picture her as a young Tory, now that you mention it.
Well, I'm going to say something. Like, today I had one of those Ally McBeal moments. When I was talking with the GOP something of my county. I was so enraged that, you know, I had already saw myself walk in there and tell them, ha ha, the people said you're fired. Who's taking their place? Raise your hand. Okay, you do that job. You do that one. And I had that whole moment of, ooh. I had one of those moments today. Those Ally McBeal moments.
Nice.
Yeah, I did. That was pretty fun, too.
I do not have Ally McBeal moments.
No, I, totally saw the whole thing. Like, fast forward a few months, and I got to go in there and tell, hey, remember me from the phone? Yeah, you're all fired. Who's taking their place? Raise your hand. And everyone, took their spots. I was, so excited. And then it was oh, daydream. There we go.
Hey, do a reading, Tori. Play the button, not a reading. We're not in tarot. And by the way, to answer Simsy, I pray every day. I pray every day. I find it the things like the witch and all these things. I find them humorous, right? I'm a strong believer in God and Christian. I find these things humorous, but they also kind of help. You know, explain things in layman's way, I think, that people can relate to. Because there's some crazy things going on. But anyway, Simsy said you should just pray every day, and I do.
You should, yep. Hold on, let me play one.
Yep.
Okay, so first, my question is for Bergie. My phone is super hacked. Has been for a while now. I'm going on a year, I guess.
Ask Tori about
anyways,
that.
Is there any way that us regular Joes can hire you to fix our phones that are all messed up or our Wi-Fi, etc.? And then my other question is for Tori. The Nakoma Pyramid, do you have any insight or any tips or where else we could look to find out exactly what's going on there. I guess at the end of 2020, a nonprofit bought it to turn it into a historical site, but there's really nothing on it. Thanks, guys.
Okay, let me just answer there, that.
You answered
it. I mentioned the pyramid in North Dakota months ago. I'll do a show on that. Okay, now you answer the phone question.
You know, no. Well, just keep your stuff updated. With your Wi-Fi, don't leave the default passwords for your Wi-Fi. That guy, what's his name? Brendan O'Connell. He wants to get out of Mexico because they control his Wi-Fi to the extent where he can't even change the administrator password on it. But you can, you know, most people, is the music on again the problem? It went down for a bit and then he turned it up again. Where was I? They keep turning that. He turns it down. It's 11:45 at night. It's 11:45 at night. There's no reason whatsoever they should be having music like that blaring out here. It's just freaking stupid. But more people came in.
My God! Stop! Just let them have fun and drink.
I know, but I can't sit on the porch. I got to sit in instead of sitting on with a beautiful little view of the inlet here, right? In the shitty ass hotel. Instead of being able to enjoy that and have this conversation, I got to sit inside. So it sucks to that extent. At 11:45 at night, probably if you're trying to sleep, that's going to suck too. I'm just saying. But I can't get mad at Steve. I can't get mad at Steve the Beach Guy. How can you get mad at Steve the Beach Guy? But anyway, no. Okay, so what I was saying with that girl's answer. Change like the default admin password. If you got a Cisco router, don't leave the Cisco password as admin or Cisco admin, right? That's just, don't do that. But also, you're never going to secure everything. If they want to get in, they're going to get in. Actually, they're probably already in, right? We've already determined that. It just depends on the value of the target, but even like the average guy is going to be able to get into most of this shit. So don't do things that you wouldn't want to do, that you wouldn't want to get caught doing, all right, on your phone or on any computer or any electronic
device. I take them to the bathroom every single minute I can.
Don't do that to them either. Don't do that.
I do, because then they'll
Tori's like, well, they're going to watch. Let's give them a show.
Yeah. You know that shit. See, because like, right? you know, Gavin, he fucking puts tape all over his, you know, his cameras and shit. And it's like, dude, nah, let them fucking see everything.
Yeah.
If you don't
no,
want
they
them
do.
Listening and seeing, you need a Faraday bag.
Yeah. How do you like that NS? How do you like that NSO organization? And, you know, Snowden. Go back to him. He was warning about NSO a couple years ago, right? Several years ago. And what do they do? They just and what does NSO do, right? That Israeli company. They're taking these freaking cyber weapons. They're developing them in the name of defense. And then they're turning around and selling them to Saudi Arabia and selling them to these other countries that we don't, that aren't necessarily our friends. And these people are turning around and using them against us. And they go, oh, well, once we sell them, we can't control what happens. Well, don't fucking sell them, you dumbasses. They should all be arrested, right?
Okay, let me ask you a question, okay? Let me walk you through this. And you probably
yes,
know
ma'am.
This anyway. So 2012, right? 2012.
Okay.
The Dutch claimed... the Germans claimed that the Americans were spying on them, right?
Okay.
And this was kind of like a narrative. And then in
2014,
right? Suddenly, you know, they're like, oh shit, you know, you use
the Americans are spying on us.
you use Denmark to spy on us, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what they did, right? They literally you know, made that happen. Now, at the time, at 2015, when, you know, the NSA no longer couldn't access any of Five Eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what happened.
Sure.
Obama, fucking Biden, and all of them got emails from German servers where the email is only conducted in their territory. No, it's like a locked in. That was created by German intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I put out an article demonstrating that Biden as vice president and now as president is literally using an email, a private email. We went all over Hillary Clinton for using Hillary.com, right? But no one gives a fuck that the president, vice president, now president is using an email for communications that are stored in the hands of foreign intelligence.
The same people who have every one of Hunter's emails.
Right. And right now, you know, we should be having hearings on them using German servers to communicate, you know, as president and vice president.
Hey, Tori.
And we're talking about Obama too, right? And it's like, and no one's talking about it. Like, it's no big deal.
Wouldn't Prague be considered a German server, geographically speaking? I know Germany is the closest. Germany is the closest border to the Czech Republic.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Which is Prague, which I've been saying to everybody for the longest time. Why don't you look at the server farms in Prague?
Nobody wants to look at Prague because then that's opening up a can of worms.
They have a great rave scene there. If you were looking,
it was the first time I paid for a plastic bag when I was shopping.
If you were looking for where nerds are going to hide data that no one wants to be found, wouldn't you hide it in like the biggest rave scene on the planet, near one of the biggest rave scenes on the planet? Just use your common sense with this shit, and you can figure it out.
Yeah.
Right. Just
it's
use your common sense.
No one's looking. It's like you don't want to look.
Yeah. Yeah. Nope, they don't want to look. How long have I been saying that? and when they find all this shit in Prague, Tori, you know, you know me, I'm not going to be out there going, I told you so.
Because that's not me.
I was being extremely sarcastic.
Okay.
I'm going to be like flipping the bird and shit.
Fucking told you so.
It's going to be ugly.
It's kind of like when they came out with the news on Alaska.
Right.
Did you hear that?
What's
tons of fraud in Alaska. And it's like, what was the thing that I kept pounding?
Oh my God.
Why is Alaska with 10 people waiting 5 days to count 10 votes?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Well, I got two words for you there. Ted Stevens. And now he's dead. But think of the legacy of corruption that man left, right? You remember, you got to remember this, all nerds out there. And if you don't, Google or YouTube a thing called A Series of Tubes with Ted Stevens. Do you remember that, Tori?
Mm-hmm.
The Series of Tubes, where Ted Stevens, the man who was in charge of the internet, for all intentional purposes, the head of the Commerce Commission, right? The guy who basically built the internet when it was first launched and forged its direction, didn't have the foggiest clue of what it was. And his speech in front of, I believe, Congress or the Senate, his speech in front of the Senate became a YouTube meme classic for IT professionals worldwide. So Google, if you really want to humor yourself, A Series of Tubes. A Series of Tubes. That's how Ted Stevens, the senator from the most powerful man in the world, really, at the time, the senator from Alaska, who was building the internet, which I'm sure is going to be involved with this shit here, you know, the series of tubes. You will have the greatest time with that, and share it again. It's a classic to IT, to the IT community. You'll laugh your ass off.
And people take it seriously too. That's really
well. Funny. They should. He was the guy in charge of it.
No, you can't take it seriously though.
And he literally calls it. It's not a truck. It's not like a big truck, Tori. It's more like a series of tubes. He sent an internet on Friday, and it didn't arrive until Monday because it all got backed up by Netflix, apparently.
Oh my God. Stop. Stop.
It's in his speech to like the fucking Senate. And he was the Commerce Committee that was in charge of all the funding of the initial stages of the development of the internet. In Alaska, so I had to throw that one out there. And didn't he lose his last election to a dead man?
Did he? Was it a dead man that he damned? They all wanted him to lose.
Yeah, yeah. No, the guy that he ran against died, and he lost. That's kind of suck.
That's so fucked up. That's so fucked up, though.
No, he was involved in every scandal you could imagine. He was a Republican. Again, he could have been a Democrat. Why put labels on it? Politics has been weaponized to the point where there is no Democrat, no Republican. It's just sheep. It's just one. It's just one sheep herder and a bunch of sheep. Mm-hmm. Right? And they're who's all the just herder? Being who's the herder? The highest level I can get my hands on is General Jones. You've got your little piggies on Brennan pretty good. But well, I think Brennan answered to Jones. No, I think Brennan would have answered to Jones. Mm-hmm. Right, in my opinion. Jones was a 4-star NATO SAC year.
Yeah, but no. Jones was below the person that Brennan would answer to.
I don't know. Brennan was CIA, but his time in both CIA and the military, I mean, you know, it's a flip of the malevolent coin.
Yes.
Right?
Agreed.
It's like I made this analogy the other day. If you step in dog shit, is your first thought what the breed of the dog was? No. Right?
It's still
that was possibly a greyhound. It could have been a lab. No, you're like, oh, I got shit all over my shoe. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's in charge. It's all the same shit. But we... You know, I love that analogy.
So, could you imagine, though, that I don't think anyone would ask.
Yeah, what breed was that? No, you just stepped in shit. Get it off there. It smells really bad. Work out what the breed was later when you buy back 23andMe from fucking China.
There are people that are higher than me, too.
Come on, Jones, you didn't catch that one, Tori?
No, I did. I did. I'm just saying, there's a lot of bigger fish that aren't, you know, not even part of the
country. There are. But CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, Atlantic Council, these are all huge, huge influences on... Probably the greatest, I think, influences on our foreign and domestic policy, more specifically foreign policy, but domestic, obviously, they're squirreling around with that. But I can't think of more influential or powerful organizations than that. You can dig down to the Council on Foreign Relations, but who is on that? Right. That's freaking Jones again.
A lot of people.
You know,
Patrick Byrne was part of them, too.
Yeah. Well, his dad he's best friends with the guy, you know, with Buffett, who's probably the, you know, well, if you break it, I saw a breakdown of it the other day, And pretty much every single thing made on this planet at one point, at some point, benefits Warren Buffett because of the manufacturing and everything that he's involved in. And, you know, and good on him, right? And that's nothing bad on Patrick. He's never been anything polite, but polite and largely sincere to me, even though I disagree with a lot of things he's doing and certainly the people he's working with as an individual. My engagement with General Flynn, however, or my personal engagement with Sidney Powell was not honorable. Every engagement I ever had with Patrick Byrne was honorable, right? And until such day that it isn't, I'm going to say that. Sidney Powell, it wasn't, so I'll say it. Flynn, it wasn't. I'll say it. Joe Flynn, wasn't. Definitely wasn't. I'll say it. People need to ask these questions, but they can't just start going off on people either without having, you know, very, very strong evidence. People need to just calm down and get strong. If they don't have it, but they feel like something's there, dig into it. Help other people dig into it. That's what you guys do, and it presses the shit out of me, right? But, you know, be careful. Be careful calling people out that are that might look like they're doing something wrong until you really know. Patrick would fall into that category, in my opinion.
Are you talking about yourself in third party again, or Patrick?
No,
Byrne?
I'm talking about Patrick Byrne.
Oh yeah, no, I know. I mean, he was
every time I met with him, was he cool as shit? Right? Yeah, he was. No. I mean, he was honest, sincere, and
you
good.
You know that I am a Patrick fan, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know more than that. I know a lot more.
That's such bullshit.
That's not. I was fucking there. I witnessed that shit. I witnessed that shit. But I'm not allowed to say, but I am kind of saying, anybody who's listening to this who knows what I'm talking about. And that's freaking hilarious.
Okay.
And that happened. That is hand to the Bible right now.
Okay.
That conversation fucking happened. It did.
I know.
And the results were like, oh shit. Yeah. That was
no.
You. If I wasn't there, I would have never believed that.
I love
absolutely.
Him. Even though he sees Warren as, you know, a mentor, kind of the way I am about, you know, people that I work with. I know they're assholes, right? But I had good moments with them too, where they guided me. Obviously, I know it was bullshit, but the way I felt wasn't bullshit, right? So
it's a means to an end.
Damn.
It was a means to an end, but it didn't end always well.
I know. But he was on my show talking about him, and I was like, what are you talking about? No, he made a shit ton of money off of this and that. Like, I tell him that. It's okay. Everybody has their opinion. It's how they treat you.
Yeah.
And how they treat humans in general.
Yeah, totally agree.
One thing I can say is that he treats humans very well.
Well, it's called honor, right?
Yeah.
So there are certain people. Well, if they, like I said, if people act dishonorably, well, you expect them to act dishonorably again. If they've largely acted honorably, then, you know, you might get disappointed one day, but you probably won't. You know, because people don't just change overnight. He's a good person. He means well.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe he's either playing somebody else to try to fix this problem with the best of intention, or somebody's playing him. Either way, I don't think he's going about it properly. And I'm allowed my opinion, right?
Yeah, you're allowed your opinion.
I don't think he's going about it the proper way. So even if he does quote-unquote win, I don't think he's going to win. And that's the problem I have with a lot of this stuff. It's a problem I have. I told you about some of that. But I say that same thing to Pat, Patrick. Mm. I think his intentions are good. I think he was betrayed by a government that he trusted. I think he doesn't trust him anymore. Surprise there. And I think he wants to try to expose things. That's just my opinion. You actually adamantly disagree with me every time I say that. And I'm okay with that.
It's okay. It's okay. Great. Now there's rumors flying around.
It's not a rumor. It's a fucking fact.
Sitting in a tree. Stop.
No. Oh, no. It's not a rumor. It's a fucking fact.
No.
No, what I... I don't... No.
Stop.
Like, the conversation so happened wrong. Beyond what that meant. I don't... my God. It's the unconscious collective. That was a good one, wasn't it?
Holy
Jesus.
I remember Millie's face. She was like, what?
You know, everybody in the room got silent. Are you fucking kidding me?
That was so... I love him when he does stuff like that. Because he's so spontaneous. But it's like, really? Yeah. When you say stuff like that, like, you were in disguise, and it's like, don't say shit like that.
Can we say what we did? Are we allowed to publicly say what we did with Patrick or no? Uh-uh. No? Uh-uh. But it's not like anybody would care.
Yeah, I get it.
I get it. But it's not like anybody would care. But
I think people would
better understand who he is. They would better understand why we're like, no, he's not one of the bad guys. But he's embedded himself, in my opinion, in a den of snakes. And he's a really smart man. He may be he speaks multiple languages, maybe too mm-hmm. smart for his own good. I think he even knows that. Which, when you know that you're too smart for your own good, that's a sign of intelligence.
Yeah, well, no. He's been quite a mover and shaker for decades.
Well, you know, he's traveled a lot. He's not just like some, you know, trust fund baby. He's extremely well-educated. He's got an eidetic memory. That's not a lie. And so, no, very interesting individual. Very
super
interesting
smart.
Individual. Oh, brilliant. So, okay. So, all of those things considered, what does that tell you from a predictive analytics perspective, behavioral perspective?
I don't know. What is it supposed to tell me? Because I know where you're going with this. So I'm going
to
let you.
It's supposed to tell you that he's not a stupid man. He's actually an exceptionally well educated, smart man, betrayed by the government that he trusted, has a lot of money to be able to enact things that he wanted to do if he wanted to do something. To try to fix a problem that he believes is almost certainly a threat to a country he loves. So when I add those data sets up along with a few other things you won't let me talk about, I come to the conclusion that he's one of the good guys, but he's trying to figure some things out. Stone thought he was a CI. And he's acknowledged himself in the past as being a CI, right? So that's it's not a stretch. But I don't believe he's working for the government because they betrayed him. In fact, there's no way. I would be, whoa, right? I would be blown away. That would be way beyond any predictive modeling I could have come up with. Because he was so bitterly, was he not bitterly betrayed?
He was. A few
when
times.
When he told us a story in private, was he did he ever sound like, wow, things turned out really well, and he was proud of his government.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, I set you up for that one. No. I mean, no, not even close, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not even close.
I want to ask you something. Who do you think created Alexandria?
And again, I'm sorry. I want to be able to at least have one smoke. This fucker keeps turning the music up. Oh, my God.
Ah. You sound like you need to be on AARP already.
I know.
People are bumping and grinding right now.
They actually are, by the way. There's a reason that this is being played. A group came in late, apparently. You know, but he doesn't. It's like after midnight. You know, there's no reason to have the music. It's stupid.
So I'm just listening to your music.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's like everybody in the whole freaking neighborhood is. Remember last time I did it from here, the kids were like bouncing around in the pool and shit. Well, I looked out tonight and I'm like, hey, the pool is completely empty. It's closed off. It's going to be great.
Patrick,
sit out here in
right
nice,
now,
peaceful
my
quiet.
My telegram has a bunch of twerking videos.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, unbelievable. I'm getting texts saying, yeah, music. But I got to have a fucking cigarette and I can't get this guy to... yeah, unbelievable. So, great. We want to play a few, Tori?
Yeah, sure. Let me go.
Hi, Tori. Just wanted to know if med beds are real. And if so, where did they come from? And will we see them in our lifetime? Thank you.
All right, so they want to know about med beds.
About what? Med beds?
I already talked about those a long time ago. But they don't call them med beds. This is disinformation again. They're misinforming the public, so they don't know what to look for. Like, I get so many messages like this, and it's like, I've already showed people what the future of medicine is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the only video alive on my tour, he says. It's called Kodak Ventilators.
Uh-huh.
All these people are telling him about med beds and shit. It's a new rabbit hole for them to extort them money. It gets me so angry.
I hadn't followed that at all.
Yeah, you don't want to. You'll be upset just like I do.
Yep.
Hey, you guys. Just wanted you to know how much you mean to me and everyone else listening. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Aw.
That is awesome. That
yeah.
is really sweet. Who was that?
Faith.
I was. Good Christian name.
Hi, Tori. I can't hear you really well.
Yeah. Tori's on.
That's because of your music. Yeah.
Probably because of the music.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
let's
that'd
see
be my bad.
Is.
I'm back inside, unfortunately.
Tori, is there any truth to Steve Quayle and Antarctica and World War II at the end of it with the Nazis making contact with extraterrestrials, which were demons? And I can't even believe I'm even asking this. Oh my God, forgive me for taking up space on this program, but like seriously, what the hell is under Antarctica? And are we all being deceived and being made fools of? Because I think probably so, but I'm not sure.
I like her, Tori.
I do too.
I like her. Well, I'm the Bergie Pit, which is literally a thing. It's an it's a small iceberg. It's kind of like the iceberg that took down the Titanic. So we're small but deadly. Is it too soon for that? Yeah, I think we're okay. No, so many things. There are so many things being fabricated and between TV and radio for decades and decades, right? And now you got the internet amplifying all these fake, unbelievable, created things. But I wonder if people don't look at these possibilities, right? To help explain all of these things in life that have been distorting our reality, right? Hacking our shadows. And so people, when they get their shadows so fully hacked that reality becomes distorted, you look at whether or not these things are possible, right? And because they could be. I certainly can't look out into the stars and say that there's not extraterrestrial life. So I'm not going to dismiss somebody or belittle somebody or say, oh, that's crazy.
Because then you'd be lying.
Yeah. Yeah. That girl, April, right? She was very much into that stuff and the Pleiadians and things like that. I'm not going to just dismiss these things at all, right? I don't have any more evidence than the next person does. But I sure have a lot of personal knowledge and evidence that some crazy things that I cannot explain that I've witnessed, right? That doesn't mean it came from aliens under the Antarctica, but it doesn't mean it didn't. So we have to look at it like, okay, we can't disrespect people. We can't just dismiss people, but we also can't dismiss the fact that why are so many people now who these are, I almost guarantee you that person is probably a professional individual, well-educated. If not, most of the people that I find that entertain these, or examine these mysteries, they're not dumb people, right? They're well-educated, smart people. So what is it that's driving these people to see these things? Is it the aliens below that we're catching on to?
Below or is it or around? Right.
Or is it just the fact that we've been hacked?
Yeah, but pack of aliens walk among us. I mean, you know. Yeah.
Well, you know, like I said.
The thing is, why are they talking about this now? That's the thing. See, when you can't deal with
exactly,
problem,
I said that's what I said, right?
Yeah. So psychology, right? 101.
Mm-hmm.
When you can't deal with a problem right then and there, you mm-hmm. focus on another problem. That looks bigger than the problem that you're going through, so you can focus your attention away. So now we're seeing that they take truth, 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 and throw in a quarter false and have people mm-hmm. going down rabbit holes the other way, giving them some mm-hmm. sort of out to whatever they're going through now through that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to say everything she said was wrong, right? We can't tell her that, but people need to understand that you need to see the stories, like the story that I played today about Valiant Tor and his other mm-hmm. three companions. There were two different stories, but they all had some commonalities. Do you see what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so in the common stories, you'll find the commonalities. And that's where you know where the truth sits, somewhere over there. Because that's how you obfuscate what really happens. Like, You know, when we did that shit in Ukraine, you know, we created a story to fabricate a story and then conspiracy theories so that way everyone's fucking confused and they just accept what we tell them. That's PSYOP 101.
Yeah, yeah.
How to make someone not look.
Yeah, but in order to be able to come to a final conclusion, you really need to be able to have solid evidence. And, you know, that 1/8 that they throw in there makes getting that solid evidence really difficult. Right.
Exactly.
Especially because that the
no
rest of it,
to go there too.
You know, the rest of that is all just your reality being hacked. Right. So it's, you know, 90% reality hack, 10% truth.
Yep.
And how do you dig that, even a little bit of that truth out of that 10% buried under all of that shit? I found that to be problematic.
I do too. Patrick.
Yes,
we've
ma'am.
Done like 2 hours. I have to.
All right.
Because I have to.
Oh, cool.
Stuff to
do. Had a good time, Tortor. I got to do a test. You want to do were you thinking tomorrow of doing it or next week, Wednesday? Next week, Wednesday. Cool.
Yeah.
That way I'll be able to test out.
Okay, so we're doing Wednesday, right? We're good on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
Wednesday.
Next week, Wednesday.
Okay.
But we'll do, is it going to be a Bergie bit? Is it going to be a 5 to 6 p.m. Bergie bit?
Yeah, we'll do a Bergie bit and then we'll do a tour.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So what do you use Do you use Zoom or something?
No, I'll probably just stream straight to Twitch using the stream app that I have.
No, understood. But what do you do for the video when people to do a video?
What do you mean? What do I use?
Well, to call into the Bergie bit, right?
Oh,
are you just going to do voice? Can we get you on video?
Yeah, I'll be with you.
But you want me to do like a Zoom thing?
Why? I'm going to be right next to you.
Oh, shit.
Did you already forget? Are you serious?
No, well, but you know, I've been asking you to do my Bergie bit. Like, okay, yeah. Yeah, I did. That'd be my bad.
Holy shit. That'd
be my bad.
Listening to you, I'm like, why is he telling me about Zooms?
Yeah.
That's why I said you're going to see the belly button. And report back to them.
Right? I thought you were, when you said that, even I was like, wow, she's going to put the camera to the bottom.
Oh, yeah, you think I'm going to just take a snap and snap your nudes
you
and
go.
Shit with my belly button,
there you
my
go.
Fake one?
Well, it's not really nude.
It's still nude.
Belly button.
It is nude.
Mm. Yeah.
I'll be sending you dirty pictures of a fake belly button.
we're just gonna have to take you on face value. Pun intended, that you have
no,
a bunghole.
No, I could. Yeah.
That you have a bunghole. Yeah, I remember when Gavin and I were talking about that, and one of your followers fucking ratted us out. And you called in and left a message, and Gavin and I were like, oh shit. Tori already heard this.
I am anatomically different, but yeah.
Not like the Kims. I made that. I posted that before we go here. It was trending. I wiped my butt, or somebody wiped my. What was trending with Biden?
Oh yeah, I wiped my butt, Biden.
I wiped my butt, and something like that. And I put on there
butt or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And I put my butt is clean or something. My butt is wiped.
Yeah,
I got my butt wiped. And I put out a tweet that said once again, because Kims don't have bungholes. I'm like, once again, the Biden administration has shown weakness to our enemies by acknowledging they have a bunghole.
No.
And then I also made the comment that I can picture I can picture Kamala Harris standing backstage with an soiled adult Depends and some Cottonelle wipes.
Oh my god.
With this look on her face going, ah.
She's so empty.
Somebody wiped his butt.
Empty. Yeah, I know.
Was that hilarious though? Did you see that video with him? Oh my god.
I couldn't believe it. He said,
and you know what's gonna happen? What's going to happen when the deep fakes really start coming out on that shit? And with Biden, you don't know if it's a deep fake or something he really said, because he'll say something that stupid, which is kind of like part of the psyop, I guess, right?
It is.
It's
totally.
Like, well, did he say that? No, he didn't. That was a deep fake. No, well, he could have said that. Well, he can just claim it's a deep fake because he's that stupid. So, Jesus, what are we going to do with that?
I know, right? What can we do?
Tori, this was so much fun.
We should work on all of this.
I did a thing with Scott. I did a thing with Maggie Rose, a very nice veteran. I had a good chat with her. And she's on with Scott a lot. And I had a great couple of conversations with Scott over the last few weeks. Yeah, I like Scott. So
me too.
We had fun. Well, we had fun, but it was
dude,
so sad watching all of that shit.
Let me tell you something. Honestly, like I actually had this thought, and it would have been epic if we can actually recreate you, me, you know, the person that we're not going to name their name, Scott Bennett, Pigeon, Gavin, right? All of us and what we went through. Like down there, like legit, with like all these weird people and fucking spooks and shit, and how, you know, people in DC were like, hey, wait a minute, are you, hey, did we meet in this country? And I'm like, yo, I don't know what you're talking about. Smoking my cigarette away. It would be like a perfect, like little movie that it just so happened that we were staying at the hotel when Obama came and they had the fucking spy mobiles and all the Chinese there. That followed us to the other hotel. Like, that shit would be funny as shit.
Oh, it was a spy fest down there. It was a spy fest. It was a contractor fest. It was, they were just bidding for the it was just, the military industrial complex was thick as you could get there. And I'm like, just looking around going, okay, President Trump's trying to get rid of the military-industrial complex, and these dumbasses just hired the military-industrial complex to save him. How is this going to end well?
And they're sending off their people one by one to fucking blockade it.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's like when we went out, and then you know the person was like, "Hey, you know." Texted us, I got COVID, and we're like, are you fucking kidding me?
So now, that was wonderful.
We were like, delete. We didn't see this shit. Delete. Oh, I don't know what happened. I must have deleted it by accident. When I was in the toilet, and you guys watch me all the time when I'm on there. So, you know.
Then Rudy got the COVID.
Then everyone was quarantined at the White House. Come on, that was like crazy shit.
Yeah.
That was so crazy.
Meanwhile, I'm just walking around going, are you fucking people kidding me? Yeah. Yeah. Did I not just walk around there I really didn't get involved much. I just, if somebody said, here, Bergie, you want to come with us? I'm like, sure. And, I'm walking around there just going, Jesus, this is just a big IIA operation. It's just a big IO operation, influence, big psyop.
Yeah.
You know, IA only supports.
I'm just saying, it would be like a sad comedy if anybody watched it.
Yeah, yeah. Because
it'd be like, yo, is this how our nation really operates in a time of crisis? Mm-hmm. When there's some, and you know what? Oh my gosh, I saw the, where the intelligence community, like, you know, that Biden went to talk to them. I'm going to actually put that on my show tomorrow. That shit was crazy. Anyway, I'm going to let you go. I love you long time.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, kamsahamnida. Nate. Annyeonghaseyo. That's hello. Kamsahamnida.
Yeah.
Bye, guys. Thank you very much, everybody, okay. for tuning in. Thank you, Tori. Yeah. Be safe. Be well. God bless.
Bye.
Bye now.